This is the way of heaven, as opposed to the world that we live in, which is addicted to more. We can heighten our awareness that advertising is primarily designed to sell products and services by convincing us that we need something in order to be happy. Analysts might tell us that the economy is failing if it isn't continuously growing. But we can realize that excessive growth, like cancer, will ultimately destroy itself. We can witness the results of overproduction in the gridlock on most highways. It now takes longer to go from one side of London to the other than it did before the invention of the automobile. We also see this principle at work whenever we shop. I call it choice overload. Pain pills for backaches, menstrual cramps, headaches, joint pains in the morning or at night in a capsule or liquid or a powder. And this is true whether we're purchasing toilet paper, orange juice, or anything else. I believe that Lao Tzu sends the following modern advice from his ancient perspective. First, come to grips with the radical concept of enough is enough. Make this commitment, even though you live in a world addicted to the idea that one can never have enough of anything. To paraphrase Lao Tzu, do your work and then step back. Practice humility rather than ostentation and uncontrolled consumption. The obesity crisis in the Western world, particularly in America, is a direct result of not understanding and living the simple wisdom of this ninth verse of the Tao Te Ching. Eat, but stop when you're full. To continue stuffing food into a satiated body is to be trapped into believing that more of something is the cause of your happiness. And this is true of overly filling yourself with any artificial symbol of success. Think instead of the infinite wisdom of the Tao, which says, to keep on filling is not as good as stopping. Enough is not only enough, it is in alignment with the perfection of the eternal Tao. And secondly, seek the joy in your activities rather than focusing on ego's agenda. Ego wants you to gather more and more rewards for your actions. If you're in a state of loving appreciation in each of your present moments, you're letting go of the absurd idea that you're here to accumulate rewards and merit badges for your efforts. Seek the pleasure in what you're doing rather than how it might ultimately benefit you. Begin to trust in that infinite wisdom that birthed you into this material world. After all, it knew the exact timing of your arrival here. It didn't say, if 9 months will create such a beautiful baby, I'm going to extend the gestation period to 5 years. Now we'll have an even more perfect creation. No, the Tao says that 9 months is perfect. That's what you get, and you don't need any more. The next time you're mired in a decision for more, stop and think of the Tao. This creation principle fully grasps the idea that when the work is done, then for God's sake, it's time to stop. As Lao Tzu advises, this is the way of heaven. Why ever choose to be in conflict with that? Do the Tao now. At your next meal, practice portion control by asking yourself after several bites if you're still famished. If not, just stop and wait. If no hunger appears, call it complete. At this one meal, you'll have practiced the last sentence of the ninth verse of the Tao Te Ching. Quote, retire when the eating is done. This is the way of heaven. Unquote. The tenth verse of the Tao Te Ching. Quote, carrying body and soul and embracing the one, can you avoid separation? Can you let your body become as supple as a newborn child's? In the opening and shutting of heaven's gate, can you play the feminine part? Can you love your people and govern your domain without self-importance? Giving birth and nourishing, having yet not possessing, working yet not taking credit, leading without controlling or dominating. One who heeds this power brings the Tao to this very earth. This is the primal virtue. End quote. Living oneness. This verse of the Tao Te Ching examines the paradoxical nature of life on earth. Lao Tzu encourages the attainment of comfort with the seemingly incompatible opposites of body and soul, which form the basis of our daily life. We are connected to the power of the eternal Tao while simultaneously being in a mortal physique. As we take on this seemingly ambiguous stance, we begin to see the world revealed as flawless. Everything that seems to be absolute is an opportunity to recognize its paradoxical reality. This teaching takes the form of a series of questions. Can an adult body, with all of the conditions inherent in the aging process, such as stiffness, soreness, limitations caused by aching joints, and so on, can it be as supple as a newborn's? Is it possible to be someone who works and struggles and still be the feminine spirit birthing creation? Can one succeed in these and similar ways and still be free of feelings of self-importance? Is it possible to stay true to the Tao without allowing ego to dominate, yet successfully function in an ego-dominated world? This 10th verse promotes a way of living that is guided by the power of embracing the One when the illusion of duality appears more powerful. Read Hafiz's writing on this subject thousands of years after the Tao Te Ching was written. Quote, "Only that illumined one who keeps seducing the formless into form had the charm to win my heart. Only a perfect one who is always laughing at the word two can make you know of love." End quote. Our origin cannot be split. Yet we're in a world that all too often seems to reject the perfect oneness that is the Tao. We can personally live the Tao by suspending our belief in opposites and reactivating our awareness of its unity. That is, we can surrender ego and be in this world without being of it. This is my interpretation of Lao Tzu's advice from his 2,500-year-old perspective. First, embrace oneness by seeing yourself in everyone you encounter. Rather than having judgmental thoughts about those whom you regard as separate or different, view others as an extension of yourself. This will diminish self-importance, and it will unite you with what Lao Tzu calls the primal virtue. Letting go of ego-dominated thoughts lets you sense the oneness that you share with others. Thus, you give yourself the opportunity to feel a part of the all-embracing Tao. Practice inner awareness whenever you feel yourself about to criticize anyone or any group. News reports designed to encourage your sense of separateness or superiority in relation to others can be a perfect time to do this. Find yourself as one of them. In situations where you're expected to hate an assumed enemy, stop yourself from these judgments and walk an imaginary mile or two in their shoes. Do so with all forms of life, even the plant world. See yourself in everyone and all creations, noting the Tao in this simple observation, "We are the world."